Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Musician and sound artist Sarah Pianen has a new project called Mine Songs, digging deep into the legacy of the Iron Range, looking for inspiration in the history and the landscapes of northern Minnesota. It's the part of the world where her family comes from, and she's on a sonic journey looking for your input. Sarah invites the public to join her in her research at an event. It's the final event in her residency at Zeitgeist Arts, happening this Thursday, January 10th from 9 to 11 p.m. there in the atrium at the Zeitgeist Arts building, located at 222 East Superior Street in Duluth. I spoke with Sarah about her project here on Radio Gallery.
My name is Sarah Pianen. My medium is first and foremost sound, and inside of that, first and foremost, music, but I also incorporate field recordings into my work. And I also would consider myself somewhat of a visual artist as well.
You have a new project called Mine Songs that is a sound workshopping and an invitation event happening as Zeitgeist Arts. Tell us about Mine Songs.
Mine Songs is a long-term project that I just started this past summer, which revolves around the history of northern Minnesota, basically northeastern Minnesota, and the iron mines. And also it involves Duluth, obviously, because so much of the industry came through Duluth. And I am collecting field recordings from the area and studying a lot of history about the region. And eventually it will be a performable piece that has visuals. But at the moment, I'm inviting people into my process by allowing them to follow along on my explorations and also listen to sounds that I've collected. So on Thursday at Zeitgeist, which is the last installment of the residency, I'll have just a computer and headphones so that people can stand and really get deep into the recordings that I've taken over the past 7 months or so.
And then where will you take this information and sound and ideas that you've gathered?
So it is a long-term project that might take different forms. But like I said, ultimately, I'm composing music. I'm also studying improvisation out east in Boston. So I'll be taking it back to the conservatory and creating scores around these field recordings and inviting other people to play with me, but also I intend to turn it into a full solo performance, but it will take some time. I think the best things in life take some time to develop. And because I'm from the Iron Range and this is about my family history and about being an American and learning about the region, I'm just really taking my time doing it and exploring both intellectually and physically and sonically about this place that my family has called home for so many generations.
Talk about just your personal journey and your personal connection to the Iron Range.
Well, that's a very complex question, but I think that in terms of the Iron Range, mining was the industry that brought Europeans to the Iron Range. So without mining, I don't know that my family would actually be in this country. I did have family who worked in the mines, but I had a lot of family that didn't work in the mines. But on the Iron Range, so much of the other industry was because of all the iron mining. So my great-grandparents, who were from Finland, ran a boarding house for miners, for example. Of course, my ancestry is Finnish and also Slovenian. So I've done a lot of work with my dominant Finnish ancestry. But it doesn't have anything to do with the old country per se. I think it really has to do at this point in my life and my artistic life about what it means to be an American and how we define the United States and our culture. I don't know if people in Duluth have visited pit lakes on the Iron Range, so the open pits that have since filled with rainwater, but mostly spring water, and they're phenomenally deep. They can be over 500 feet deep. If you come down on Thursday, you can listen to what it sounds like when a taconite pellet is dropped into the water and cascades down the deep basically cliff that's underneath the water. I use hydrophones, which are microphones that record underwater, to record things like this. And you'll hear that and a bunch of other sounds that you probably haven't even imagined. And you can talk to me about the project, share your own experiences, and we can just have good conversation and community about the region, about our history, about our future, about sound and art and music.
We look forward to more from Sarah Pajanen in her music sonic investigation adventure in Mind Songs. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.